Hey there, brother, it's Steve Horstman. So when guys come to us, whether they're married or divorced or with a girlfriend, and they're faced with this particular dilemma, this is what we tell them to do. Now, here's the scene. The scene, the real scene, is a guy coming home from work in his car, and he calls his wife, and he says, "Hey, I'm on my way home. Anything you need before I get home?" And she goes, "Well, where are you?" And he says, "Well, I'm 10 minutes away." She goes, 10 minutes away? You already passed the store. Why didn't you call me before? Why can't you be more considerate? Why are you always so disrespectful? I can't believe you sometimes. I don't need anything. And she hung up. And he's boiling mad. And he gets home in the door and he starts going, "Why do you have to be like that? I was trying to be helpful. I was calling ahead. I know it was late. I know I passed the store. Why do you have to be so mean? I'm not disrespectful. Why do you call me names?" Blah, blah, blah. He's arguing over stupid crap. And so we go, "Dude, chill." Scene one, take two. And this time you're the director and the driver of your car is James Bond. Let's say it's Daniel Craig, right? The latest James Bond. And you're the director, you're the writer, and you're the acting coach. And you put him in the driver's seat and you go, "Action." Scene one, take two. He goes, "Hey, I'm coming home. You need anything from the store? I'll be there in about 10 minutes. And she goes, 10 minutes, and she goes on and on with that same old stuff. "You're so disrespectful. You're so thoughtful and all that. I don't need anything." And he hangs up, or she hangs up. And then he walks in the door and he acts as if nothing happened. He asked her how her day was. He gets something out of the fridge for a snack. He asked if he can pour her a glass of wine. He gives her a kiss on the forehead. How can he do this when he was just screamed at, when everything seems so personal? And that's what guys always say when we go to scene one, act two, and they say, "How can you not take it personal? How can it felt personal? It felt so personal. I know Daniel Craig, James Bond, nothing bothers him, and he doesn't take anything personal." Exactly. James Bond takes nothing personally because he knows nothing is personal. He doesn't believe his feelings if he gets triggered or upset or feeling insulted. He doesn't believe in the initial emotion as his truth. He doesn't need to react to it. He doesn't need to defend himself. He doesn't need to argue. He certainly doesn't need to argue or somehow make her wrong. And he doesn't need another 30 minutes of a long, drawn-out emotional discussion with his wife because he's okay. He knows he's okay. He knows he's a man of value. He knows he's not perfect, but he doesn't fall on his sword every single day trying to make people happy. And most of all, he loves her. He holds her in high regard, and he doesn't let her moods and her criticisms and her outbursts bring him down to her level because he is okay. He doesn't take it personally because it's not personal. Now, there's a dark secret behind this thing where we take things personally. It's called insecurity. You can see what it is we do for men to help them get through that foundational level of insecurity that keeps you from overreacting like the guy in the scene did. And when you stop overreacting and you start owning your calmness, your confidence, your clarity, your groundedness, everything changes. We guarantee it. I hope this video helps you a little bit tonight when you get home to grab a snack and kiss her on the forehead, because you're already good. Take care, brother. Bye.